Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. February is Heart Health Month, a great reminder that tending to your cardiovascular health requires much more than simply lowering your cholesterol. Maintaining heart health requires a combination of diet and lifestyle choices along with a smart regimen of supplementation. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to reduce your heart risk. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for details. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're at the Integrated Health Symposium, Healthcare Symposium, IHS, which is an annual event that's held in New York City, and it's an opportunity for people in the industry, as we call it, people who are into vitamin supplements, all kinds of great speakers, many of the speakers who you've heard me interview here on Intelligent Medicine are here. Dr. David Perlmutter, among them, Mark Hyman. We've got Dr. Dominic D'Agostino, who's talked to us about hyperbaric oxygen and the ketogenic diet. And all sorts of wonderful luminaries are here, plus exhibitors who show off their wares, the various vitamin supplements, innovative products. Hot at this expo is CBD, cannabidiol, derivative of hemp, which is the legal part of cannabis sativa, the non-stoner part. That's getting a lot of attention, and there have been several lectures about its benefits. Also, ketogenic diets are in. Many of the people are talking about that. Today, we're going to talk to an innovator in this field, someone who I've been working with. You've heard of FullScript. I've been talking about FullScript for quite some time here on Intelligent Medicine. FullScript is now the Intelligent Medicine store, the store for my practice and also for Intelligent Medicine, where you can access supplements of your choice. And today's guest, Kyle Bratz, is the developer, co-founder, and CEO of FullScript. So we're going to talk to you a little bit about FullScript and how there's sort of a changing picture in the industry in terms of how to get supplements. Kyle, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, so just to set the stage a little bit, you know, and I want to hear about your story. In my history of getting supplements to patients, for the last 30 years was I had a large room in my practice, which became my dispensary. And in it were hundreds of different supplements, and sort of piled to the rafters, and patients would see me, and then we'd have these special monogram bags with the Hoffman Center on them, or Intelligent Medicine on them, depending on what year you got the bag, and they'd walk out with their supplement prescription, things that I told them to get. And alternatively, and we made this now available since I've been broadcasting on radio for, you know, several decades now, and now also with podcasts, we've also made our dispensary available. So people would call in, hello, talk to one of the gals who manned the dispensary, and then they would, you know, fill boxes and send out. And so we made a change. And the change is to an online dispensary. And that is an innovation that I'm really, really excited about because it's so much easier from my standpoint, and it's also so much more convenient for patients. So tell us a little bit about how you got into this, how you had the vision for this company, and where you think it's headed.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you. You know, it started back in 2008, actually. My co-founder and I, Brad, whose wife's a naturopathic doctor, we started a not-for-profit company, and I did a cycle across Canada.
And a cycle across
Canada. Yeah, so I cycled across Canada, and I honored inspiring Canadians who battled cancer.
Now, the last time I checked, the Canadians have Rockies.
Oh, yeah, we went up the Rockies, down the Rockies.
Okay.
The good thing about going up, you get to go down.
There's a real flat part. Like, forever, right?
There is.
Winnipeg, you know, Saskatchewan and all that.
Exactly. You know, and Manitoba. I went west to east, which is usually the wind's at my back.
Right.
But for some reason, the wind was coming at us the entire time through the flat part of
That's
the...
That's backwards.
Exactly. And everyone, whenever we stopped in Saskatchewan, like, this is so crazy. The wind never goes that direction. And it was about 40, 50 kilometers per hour, which I guess miles per hour, that's 30, 40 miles per hour coming right at you. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I thought you were going that fast.
No.
If you're a cyclist at that level, you're ready for the Tour de France.
Exactly. So, you know, in doing that cycle, I was in university and I worked with my co-founder, Brad, and he built our web presence and our branding, and we raised $150,000 for the Canadian Cancer Society. And that was the first moment in my life that I realized, you know, what I want to do with my life is I love building things. And doing that, that venture, I was so excited every day waking up because we're making a real impact.
Mm-hmm.
From there, Brad and I started a couple other companies.
I guess if you figured if you could, you know, do an incredible feat like that, you were ready to take on something major.
Major, exactly.
Right.
And, you know, we ended up taking on some smaller things. You know, like we did a web consulting business that turned into an animated video company that we ended up selling. And we looked back at all these little ventures we were doing and we said to each other, like, whatever we do next, it has to be something we can do for the rest of our lives. It has to be something that we wake up every day, similarly to when we were doing the cycle, where we are excited about what we do.
Hmm.
We're excited to make an impact. And as I said, Brad's wife's a naturopathic doctor. So we looked at the, you know, her practice and what she was, you know, going through starting a new practice. And the same challenge that you had, you know, she needed to make sure her patients got the proper supplements and nutraceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, there's got to be a better way to do that. And so we started with actually just an online store
mm-hmm.
for practitioners that had all of the inventory centralized in different warehouses across North America, making it easy for patients to...
And this, of course, is during the era when everything is now online. I mean, like 10 years ago, I'd go to stores to buy everything. Now,
sure.
I even buy, like, toilet paper online. I buy, you know, paper towels online, you know, in bulk. And I buy, you know, food online. And, you know, I've made the digital leap to not buying everything, because I like to go into a store sometimes and, you know, try on the merchandise and fondle the products.
Yeah.
But it makes sense with supplements.
It does. And you know, one of the things that we realize, it's not even just about buying online, right? Because there's a lot of places to buy online. You know, our mission as we evolve...
You're not an Amazon.
No, and yet. I think that's the difference, right? Our goal as a company is to take the hassle out of integrative medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard for practitioners to practice it. But what people miss, it's also very, very hard for patients to consume it. Right? So it's not like conventional medicine where you get a prescription for a pharmaceutical and you take that pharmaceutical daily. You know, FullScript exists to support a patient on their path to wellness. And so we're not just a transaction engine. You know, one of the things that we're very excited about and think is important is the personal nature of what it takes mm-hmm. to be adherent and the support it requires. So, you know, from our perspective, when patients come on and decide, hey, I'm gonna start this supplement regimen or regimen and this nutraceutical regimen, we have a full, you know, VIP customer support team that supports patients in their path to wellness. And I think that human element is super crucial when it comes to patients, you know, dedicating their themselves on a path to wellness. It's more than just e-commerce engine and a transaction engine. There needs to be people there to support them. And I think that's a big piece for us.
Indeed. Well, and so, and I'll tell you, my dilemma was, as we had a really great dispensary manager, we just took an employee and a half to do it, full time, and then, you know, somebody to assist them usually. But the problems were, first of all, space is limited in Manhattan. You know, it's like whatever, it's, you know, $600 per square foot, you know, and so every space counts. So here we were dedicating a large amount of space to warehousing supplements, which creates some issues. Like, number one, supplements need to be kept at a good temperature. They need to be kept cool. What if the air conditioner breaks down? Oh my goodness. You know, that's a worry. Number two, I am an enthusiast. I go to a medical conference and I am tremendously excited about a supplement. And I say, order 24. A month later, the gal in the dispensary says, Tim taps me on the shoulder. She gets my attention. She says, what about all that stuff that I ordered in January? Oh, that's like the new Christmas toy that you play with for a couple of days, and then it gets discarded, or it just, my attention's elsewhere. And there it is sitting there. And these have a finite expiration date. And so it poses myriad problems. Plus, I only have room for about maybe 80 to 120 products. That's a lot of products. But what if I really desire to have another product? Well, sometimes what I do is I'd say, I don't know, go to, a health food store, find this product because I don't have it. You need to get it. So at this point, I didn't have any options. Then FullScript came along. And how many products do you have available there?
I think there's about 25,000 SKUs, give or take.
25,000 SKUs is a merchandising term, which means individual products. So an example of a SKU would be, Ester C 60 count versus Ester C 120 count. That's another SKU. Exactly. I don't even know what does SKU stand for?
I don't even know.
It became a word, but it stands for something, SKU. So there's a lot of options. And I have a lot of firepower because I can sit in the office and with a touch of a finger, I can customize a program for patients with the universe at my disposal. It doesn't have to be in my office. It is something that is shipped directly to the patient. And that actually is kind of cool because it eliminates that stage where it comes from the manufacturer to me. It sits in my office. Oh, no, by the way, some of these things have expiration dates. I always have to throw things out if they've reached an expiration date. Even though, supposedly things are still potent, but they reach an expiration date, you can't sell them. And you know this in your business too. And you have a very strict inventory control, but you run into this problem on your end. But thankfully, it's your problem, not my problem.
So, exactly.
And I don't have to have a loss of inventory as a result of that, nor are patients given products that are kind of gray products that are near expiration. That is not so much of an issue when you're moving thousands and thousands of products every day. I mean, you're like loading FedEx trucks and so on with orders from hundreds and hundreds of physicians across the country. So that has been a real benefit to me and my patients.
The aha moment for us as we kind of went through this process of building FullScript was seeing how passionate practitioners like yourselves are about patient health and wellness. And the reality is practitioners get into practicing medicine and specifically this type of medicine because they care so much. And they don't do it because they want to run a side retail business and all of these other pieces that take away. They're passionate. Practitioners are passionate about patient
health.
They want
to actually practice medicine.
Exactly.
And by the way, doctors are lousy business people. I mean,
I don't want to say that.
I tell you,
you said that.
No, it's true. They actually have called for more of this training in medical school because we're wonky scientists. We're dedicated to the well-being of mankind. And if we'd wanted to get into business, we would have majored in economics or gotten an MBA. And that's what a lot of smart kids are doing these days because that's where the money is, so they do that. But, we in the medical community, the naturopathic community, the chiropractic community, you name it, nutritionists, I mean, you cover probably all the ground, nurse practitioners and so on, acupuncturists, traditional Chinese medicine practitioners, we really don't have a head for that. And it became a real, frankly, an administrative burden to have to do that and to try and manage that. At the same time, trying to focus on patients, but then worrying about, are the supplements, too hot in the, room,
And I think one of the missing pieces of a physical dispensary is the ability to, ensure a patient is staying adherent to their plan. Right, where the path to wellness is not just, it doesn't just stop at that doctor's visit, it's every day from then on. And so our goal as a company and our mission at FullScript is to make sure that patient's path to wellness is supported ongoing. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to support that patient when it's time to refill that product. We'll notify and support them on that. We'll often our customer support team will even call that patient and say, hey, just so you know, your refill is due and we can help you fill that.
So question, and right that this brings up, because I've had bad experience sometimes with companies that put patients on auto refill, auto ship.
Yeah.
It can be a nightmare for patients because it's like, you know, the sorcerer's apprentice, you know, it's like, da-dun, 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 it's just, they keep getting it. And it's like, stop, stop. And there's no way to stop. So just to clarify, this is an opt-in, program. In other words, you're not going to, track down, harass, bother people. But as a convenience to them, you can provide them with a reminder.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, and I mean,
I want to clarify that because
text message, email, phone call.
Right.
But it's with the discretion of understanding that people are busy and don't want to be bothered, and there may be a reason they're not filling. Right. Maybe this supplement isn't making them feel well.
Right.
So we want to know that so we can then connect them back to the practitioner so they can figure out what's going on.
And I will get alerts sometimes from Fullscript about the status of a patient. Patient has a question, comes back to me. Even if they don't contact the office directly. That's all good. Do you just stock everything out? Because there's a million things. I mean, you can go to, Duane Reade, you can get vitamin D for $4.95. I mean, there's some things out there that frankly, not such high quality. Do you have any standards in terms of what you accept as products on Fullscript?
Yeah, I think, fundamentally, we have a view of being open.
And inclusive.
And inclusive. But at the same time, there's certain standards that need to be upheld.
Okay.
Right? And the professional grade industry on creating supplements and their manufacturing process and their ingredient sourcing and their certifications, all of those are vetted before we bring any supplement line on.
And many of the supplements are actually designed for physicians and health practitioners to prescribe. And that's really the idea.
Correct.
It's not just like a retail discount pharmacy kind of thing.
Exactly. And there's a number of...
You're not a vitamin store. Let's put it, you're very different than
very
a vitamin
different.
Store.
Yeah, I think when you think about a vitamin store, you think about a transactional experience.
Mm-hmm.
Our experience is supposed to be, is more focused on engagement and support. And transaction is a secondary piece.
Okay.
It just happens. But I think that's the difference between, a vitamin store where you can get anything and a Fullscript where it's focused on high quality products, recommendations from practitioners as, what is the best path to wellness, and adherence support.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so some of the top physician brands that you carry, some of the ones that I like Protocol, I like Orthomolecular, I like Metagenics. Metagenics, a really good physician brand. Claire, really pure products. Pure Encapsulations, which is also a physician brand that I think also available to discerning consumers. These brands have about them. People ask, well, how do I know what to take? And what I've done is I've curated products for specific conditions. I have the ability to do that through Fullscript. So if you scroll through categories, I've created categories of the products I recommend. Now, there may be 30 products that I think are helpful for inflammation. At least those are eligible products. To get more fine-tuning on that, I'm going to roll out some specific protocols that we're beginning now to put out there. One is a starter pack, which is kind of interesting because people say, well, what are the basic things? I don't want to do a deep dive. I just want to know the basic things I need to take. So I came up with four or five that are relatively economical that will, it's like an 80-20 principle. If you do that, it's about 80% of it. You take a million other things, you'll get that extra 20%. Because the flu shot's abysmal failure, I don't know about Europe and Canada, presume the same thing is happening there. And the Tamiflu, virtually worthless, I've written about that. We've come up with a seasonal immune support protocol, which we published. You can find it at drhoffman.com. And those products are available all through Fullscript. And February is Heart Health Month, so we rolled out a heart health protocol. So that they're, at least, whether you're a patient or not a patient, whether you're a follower of intelligent medicine, at least you'll get an idea of what I like. And, you know, PulseScript's been great about helping us communicate that information through, you know, making those products available. So, all right, good. You know, we've set the stage for some additional conversation about PulseScript and its potentials. And in part two, you know, we divide these podcasts into two parts, bite-sized parts, because the human attention span isn't greater than 20 minutes. And in part two, we're going to talk a little bit more with Kyle Bratz, the co-founder and CEO of PulseScript. It's a great way to get your vitamins. And, oh, by the way, probably a lot of health practitioners listening. You know, we like to think that not only wonky and enlightened lay people listen to intelligent medicine, but probably, I bet some people here at IHS, and they've said, I love listening to your podcast. They're all health professionals. Those of you who are health professionals, do yourself a favor. Make your life easy. You know, let PulseScript worry about, you know, having thousands and thousands of products and delivering them to patients. And you can just click on a button and send your prescription to your patients. And PulseScript will fulfill the fulfill it. That's, I guess, why they call it PulseScript. All right, thanks for listening. We'll be right back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine podcast and some news about a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned.